Recorded Books presents Myth Directions by Robert Asprin, narrated by Noah Michael Levine.
Chapter 1. Dragons and demons and kings, oh my! The Cowardly Clod. "This place stinks," my scaly mentor snarled, glaring out the window at the rain. "Yes, Oz," I agreed meekly. "What's that supposed to mean?" he snapped, turning his demon's speckled gold eyes on me. "It means," I gulped, "that I agree with you. The kingdom of Posseltum, and the palace specifically, stink to high heaven, both figuratively and literally."
"Ingratitude," Oz made his appeal to the ceiling. "I lose my powers to a stupid practical joker, and instead of concentrating on getting them back, I take on some twit of an apprentice who doesn't have any aspirations higher than being a thief. Train him, groom him, and get him a job paying more than he could spend in two lifetimes, and what happens? He complains. I suppose you think you could have done better on your own."
It occurred to me that Oz's guidance had also gotten me hung, embroiled in a magic duel with a master magician, and recently in the unenviable position of trying to stop the world's largest army with a handful of down-at-the-heels demons. It also occurred to me that this was not the most tactful time to point out these minor, nerve-jangling incidents. "I'm sorry, Oz," I groveled. "Posseltum is a pretty nice kingdom to work for."
"It stinks," he declared, turning to the window again.
I stifled a sigh. A magician's lot is not a happy one. I stole that saying from a tune Oz sings often on key. More and more, I was realizing the truth of the jingle. As the court magician to my king, I had already endured a great deal more than I had ever bargained for. Actually, the king of Posseltum isn't my king. I'm his royal magician, an employee at best. Oz isn't my demon either. I'm his apprentice, trying desperately to learn enough magic to warrant my aforementioned lofty title. Gleep is definitely my dragon, though. Just ask Oz. Better still, ask anyone in the court of Posseltum. Any time my pet wreaks havoc with his playful romping, I get the blame, and J.R. Grimble, the king's chancellor, deducts the damages from my wages. Naturally, this gets Oz upset. In addition to managing my magic career, Oz also oversees our finances. Well, that's something of an understatement. He shamelessly bleeds the kingdom for every monetary consideration he can get for us, which is considerable, and watches over our expenses. When it comes to spending our ill-gotten wealth, Oz would rather part with my blood. As you might guess, we argue a lot over this. Gleep is understanding, though, which is part of the reason I keep him around. He's quite intelligent and understanding for a baby dragon with a one-word vocabulary. I spend a considerable amount of time telling him my troubles, and he always listens attentively without interrupting or arguing or shouting about how stupid I am. This makes him better company than Oz. It says something about one's lifestyle when the only cane you can get sympathy from is a dragon. Unfortunately, on this particular day, I was cut off from my pet's company. It was raining, and when it rains in Posseltum, it doesn't kid around. Gleep is too big to live indoors with us, and the rain made the courtyard impassable, so I couldn't reach the stables where he was quartered. What was more, I couldn't risk roaming the halls of the castle for fear of running into the king. If that happened, he would doubtless ask when I was going to do something about the miserable weather. Weather control was not one of my current skills, and I was under strict orders from Oz to avoid the subject at all costs. As such, I was stuck waiting out the rain in my own quarters. That in itself wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the fact that I shared those quarters with Oz. Rain made Oz grouchy. Or should I say, grouchier than usual. I'd rather be locked in a small cage with an angry spider bear than be alone in a room with Oz when he's in a bad mood.
"There must be something to do," Oz grumbled, begging to pace the floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?